زمانی نگذشت که سیمور با خوردنی های فراوان باز آمد و این پاداش مهر سیمور. سیمور کودک را دستان زند نامید و سیمور بچه ها دستانش نامیدند.
Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Welcome to the program. It is Thursday, just after 6, and we're happy you're with us, listening in on the airwaves out there. My name's Christian.
My name's Fleur.
Yeah, both of us are here this week.
It's an anomaly. We've sort of started together. We started together years ago, but you've come back on over the last couple of months, and it seems that every second radio show we have, one of us is off or one of us has to go and do something that's not associated with the radio show, so someone else fills in and takes the reins.
And that's the beauty of having a co-host, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Not the pressure of being here every week.
So you're listening to Are You Aware? If you're new to our program, we play music and musicians that choose the route of positive action over apathy. So they are playing music with a message or using their musical talents to support charities and nonprofits, both locally and globally.
Yeah, we try and play music that will inspire you, the listener, to get involved either through the message in the song or through what we tell you about the musicians and what they're doing philanthropically. Just to, you know, music is such a great medium to get people inspired to go out and do great things. So that's the method to our madness here, going on 5 years of Are You Aware shows. We realized at the last minute that we should have done a breakup song show today in honor of Valentine's Day on Saturday, but we both totally blanked about that.
Hey, sometimes we're a step behind, but that's only sometimes. Most of the times we're a step ahead.
That's right.
And just with that first song, Hey Rosetta, with Gold Teeth from their album Second Sight, which was recently released in late 2014, I believe. So we're a step ahead with that, kind of.
Right? Exactly. We'll take that. We're so 5 minutes from now. If you don't know who Hey Rosetta are, they're a 7-piece indie rock band from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. They're known for their intimate songwriting and energized live shows, incorporating piano, violin, cello and all into a traditional 4-piece rock setup, which is quite nice, especially for a live show. It sort of makes it a little bit more interesting than just the ho-hum 4-piece staring at their shoes.
Yeah, definitely. I've never seen Hey Rosetta play, but I know they're playing here the end of this month, actually. Yeah, back-to-back shows.
At the Vogue.
Yeah,
awesome.
The 27th and 28th. So, opportunity, huge opportunity there.
That might be something we should look into.
Yeah. In March of 2013, they were the headliner for the Red Cross Rocks benefit concert, which was held at the Kennard Center in Halifax, so on the East Coast. Local bands Soho Ghetto and the Persuaders opened the show for Hey Rosetta, and benefits from the concert went directly to the Red Cross operations, which, you know, they support disaster relief, bullying or anti-bullying campaigns, and violence prevention programs. So for more info, check out www.redcross.ca. A great charity supported by Hey Rosetta, a charity I'm sure most of our listeners are probably familiar with in some way.
Absolutely. And talking about fundraisers, we, CITR, has a fundraiser coming up. We have a week of fundraising shenanigans happening at the end of February, early March. So we don't ask you for money all year, and we don't play terrible commercials.
We barely play commercials at all.
Exactly, yeah. And that's why you love listening to us. But we are a community radio station, and we need your support. So everybody get your pens out and mark your calendars. February 26th to March 6th is CITR's annual fundraiser, fund drive. We have our February 26th show, so we're on the first day, Are You Aware, from 6 to 7.30. We'll be playing some rad music, and I'll be flogging the fundraising horse the whole night by myself, but that's okay. I'm happy to do it in support of CITR. So we're really wanting to get digital this year. That's the big push for the fund drive. We want to raise $40,000 so we can digitize all our CDs. We're getting into we're moving finally into a new building and a new studio, a very cool looking new studio in April. So we don't want to port all these CDs that we have. We want to digitize them and, you know, obviously get into the 21st century and, you know, give you a better quality of sound, basically.
Yeah. So tune in on the 26th, you said, right?
Yep, 6 to 7.30. And the end is Thursday, March 5th at 9 p.m. There'll be a fundraiser finale Friday, March 6th at Pat's Pub. There'll be a lot of ways to donate online, phoning in on the night of your favorite show, being Are You Aware? We're going to have some giveaways. We actually have one giveaway secured, so we'll have to work out what that giveaway will be for the type of donation. But we have a great and generous friend of ours that has their own company called Sweet and Tidy, who's a cleaning company that also makes baked goods. So you arrive home after a hard day's work, your house is clean, and there's cookies that are there, or muffins, or whatever you want. So she is great, and she's actually donating a 3-hour cleaning service and
baked goods
for cookies. Our fun drive. Oh. So listen in on the 26th to maybe win that for donating.
Sounds like everybody wins on the 26th.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to some music. What do we got next? We've got some Troy Andrews, also known as Trombone Shorty. He's a trumpet player from New Orleans, worked in jazz, funk, and rap music. Began his career at an extremely young age as a band leader at the age of 6, and he toured internationally for the first time at 12. This guy's, got a very early start.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. I actually found out about him on, we're starting early today. He was highlighted in those the series that the Foo Fighters did on HBO recently, Sonic Highway. So they spoke to him when they were down in New Orleans. He actually performed in Lenny Kravitz's horn section in his 105-date world tour from 2005 to 2006 at the age of 19. And he's now the band leader and frontman of Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. He mixes all rap, hip-hop beats, and rock dynamics improvisation into the jazz tradition. His third release, which is what we're going to be listening to today, is Say That to Say This, which was released on September 2013. And he's also been involved in a foundation as well. The Trombone Shorty Foundation was evolved from Andrew's Horns for Schools project.
Yeah, it was a collaboration with New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu, which helps schools across New Orleans receive quality instruments donated by Shorty personally. The mission is to preserve and perpetuate the unique musical culture of New Orleans by passing down its traditions to future generations of musicians. And in December 2012, the foundation partnered with Tulane University to create an after-school academy to mentor aspiring high school musicians in the New Orleans area. And in 2014, Trombone Shorty received the President's Medal from Tulane University in recognition of his charitable work with his own Trombone Shorty Foundation. So without further ado, here is Trombone Shorty with You and I on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Trouble weighs in at a ton. There's gotta be never let it get you down. Get you down. Don't ever let it turn you round. Run, baby, baby, run, run, baby, baby. Don't stop till the dark is gone. I know it's on the radio. I know you see it on your TV screen. You read it online in the papers and even in the magazines. Don't waste time. Break through all this gray, make a beeline for the exit sign. We gotta get out.
Gotta get this package open. It's tape. So what does it say? February 1st, 2015. Why, it's today.
This corridor, we got the internet. February issue. Virus.
What does it mean?
What
could any of this mean? What does it mean?
Unlock the secrets of this February's Discorder with feature articles on Freak Heatwaves, Brass, Did You Die, New Balance, Natasha Broad, and CITR's Fun Drive, concert reviews, venue updates, illustration and short fiction. Unearth it all in this month's issue, available around town and at local venues. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Vinyl Records, Rickshaw Theater, Live Van, Recruit in Canada, The Fox Cabaret, AMS Events, Extra Living, and Union Events.
All makes sense now.
Makes sense.
This corridor, not magazine at home. You see, yeah, stat har.
Don't let them escape unpunished.
A transgender African-American woman is facing trial for murder after an incident outside a Minneapolis bar where she was reportedly harassed and then physically attacked.
Reportedly interrogated without counsel, placed in solitary confinement, McDonald's supporters have said the case is symptomatic of the bias against transgender people and African-Americans in the criminal justice system.
Who let the torch pass, fall in the tall grass? Fire alarm, wires disarmed, what do you call that? Call it predictable political cliches. So when the movie ends, the revolution's dead. Replay the sequence of events that led to these deep divisions. I realize the order wrong, people are in prison. The children want to know if I believe in the reptilians. I tell them I don't know, but on the TV I see lizards. When action was in fashion, you were such an easy mimic. Bumper sticker quote lifting, grip no statistic. Grass for the straw man, born again cynic. Bear with the fire brand sparked my suspicion. Knew you were the type to take the fight like a gimmick and rock the t-shirt when your sweat wasn't in it. The clock is still ticking for the victim of the future. You ain't
fight until they look like you to ever choose, but
I'm dealing with homophobia in hip hop, with lyrics and things like that.
That homo? Yeah. Are you talking about?
Yeah.
I can't even talk to you about that.
Ask the industry.
What I represent culturally doesn't condone it whatsoever.
Do you think that a gay rapper would ever be accepted in hip hop culture?
Who wrote the greatest lines of our generation, but couldn't get from under they own small-minded hatred? The same rappers say they troop in the front lines and casually use the word faggot as a punchline. That's not a man, that's not a tough guy. That is a sucker and a fraud to the culture. Hip-hop is folk music grown from the struggle, and half these fools could put the mic down and run as a Republican. Fuck them, then they learn from their own wrong. Homophobes don't go to my shows, we too strong. And if you in the front row harassing girls during a song, I'ma reach out and ask you exactly.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
You ain't gotta like it.
Which side are you on?
This is what we are faced with. And this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
I'm on the side of poor people getting organized. I'm on the side of choice where it is in short supply. I'm on the side of those the system doesn't authorize. LGBT, we are on the side of pride, justice and equality. Egypt and Wisconsin when they march against the policy. If you bring it down a king, I'm on your side probably. Kids will give me shit for this, it really doesn't bother me. They were not around when we were wrestling with poverty. So I follow run and ask no one to follow me. Use your own mind, use your heart and your anger. Check yourself because apathy is a cancer. And let your action be the answer.
Which side are you on? 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 Which side are you on?
Ask your government.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Ask your media.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Ask yourself.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Don't scab for the bosses. Don't listen to their lies. The poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize. Don't scab for the bosses. Don't listen to their lies. The poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Just another day grinding up stone till they turn into dust. It's tough times in the rough. Diamonds ain't enough to cover up a corrupted and fucked up legacy. Is strange fruit, bloody whips and smallpox. Trigger happy cock, barbed wire and fire water, y'all, it don't stop. When the colonizer came with the cross and the sword, I drew the first spear and said I declare war. I'm a battle scar wearing heir apparent, descendant of a long lineage of proletariat. So check the work ethic and the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a big slip. I ride the rhythm and vibe, a little wine talk. Head get the concrete to line with your spine. I speak to find peace, but it's war all the time. It's deep like the drive from Renton to Shoreline. I'm a more mindful guy ever since finding out that I'm about to be a father. And doubt is not an option. And now I can't be getting crunk to fade it as often. So get your hands dirty, cause a prayer ain't enough. Boss, what cross? We got crucified by buckshot. 1 million Jesuses and Judas got his nuts off. Pages torn out the memory of those who remain shackled in the chains of international capital gain. They claim civilized with the animal ways. Peace to Oakland, I've never been a fan of the A's. But some days you can find me inscribing my soul on the page. Every crime has an alibi. Disciplined and organized is how I handle mine. New Jack suspended mad time on they battle rhyme. I can't knock it if you find it entertaining.
I rep those whose labor ain't compensated. So check the work ethic in the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a big slip. 40 to a class, no wonder we delinquent. Half the school district never make it to commencement. I bend the spine of the track until it snap. Pop's working overtime and he got a broken back. Got three little sisters, one brother in Iraq. And mom prays novenas to keep the fam intact. But this song ain't a song waiting for God to answer. Brothers call me dog, they got the letters backwards. I'm back with a plan of attack to repossess my name, face, and history, y'all. Who want test my capacity to spit caliber shit into a rhythmic lesson? And edutainment's a legitimate weapon, igniting the cipher sessions. I'm deciphering life and blending both theory into practice. I write vernacular and actual fact, God, no posturing. 1,000 points and fingers, I defied every one of them. I ride for my brethren who carry the burden of a future uncertain till the fall of the curtain. You better move, hold your head high, soldier, it ain't over yet. That's why we call it a struggle, you're supposed to sweat. Check the work ethic in the name, the lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a pink slip. Crazy landlady trying to switch up on the lease. If she raises up the rent again, it's time to say peace. Peace, peace, and that's my peace. It's still all about the bullet in the belly of the beast. From the east, my brother, we came. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a pink slip. So keep marching till your feet split open. No rest for the weary blue scholars. Keep going.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Blue Scholars with No Rest for the Weary from their 2005 self-titled album. Blue Scholars is an American hip-hop duo based out of Seattle, Washington. They started out around 2002 while members of the group were students at the University of Washington. And I really like this. The name Blue Scholars is a play on the term blue collar, an idiom for workers who often earn hourly wages for manual labor. So I think that's pretty cool. Their music and lyrics frequently focus on struggles between socioeconomic classes, challenging authority, and youth empowerment.
Yeah, and blue-collar workers are always sort of aligned with the union and labor movements and stuff like that, so it sort of all fits in quite nicely. It's nice to hear some hip-hop coming out of Seattle, because you hear more around the folk, alt-rock kind of, should I say, even say the words grunge, for want of a better word, bands, but you don't really get much hip-hop coming out of Washington.
Yeah, not that you hear of too much. I know there is a little bit of a scene there, but it's pretty underground, and Blue Scholars would be part of it.
Yeah,
you don't hear much about it. So, yeah.
Great song. The themes that they focus on are often specifically addressed in relation to the Seattle region and heavily draw upon geologic history as an activist within the Filipino-American community dealing with issues of immigration, racism, and U.S. neo-imperialism, I got there in the end, in the Philippines. So very cool music. They've been, actually, recent music has begun to extend even further outward, reflecting on the group's greater West Coast and Pacific roots, including the album devoted to exploring Geo-Hawaiian heritage on the Oof EP, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and I got to give props to Evan, my buddy Evan, for passing that song along to me. He was just, we were talking about socially conscious hip-hop and discussing several hip-hop artists that, you know, aren't trying to make club hits, but have, you know, a social edge to what they do. So that's a great example. So thanks, Evan, for that. He also passed along B. Dolan, which was a song before that with Which Side Are You On? B. Dolan is an American rapper, spoken word artist, and activist based out of Providence, Rhode Island. His first performances took place in New York City, where he gained respect as part of HBO's Deaf Poetry in 2002 and won numerous slam titles. He has since moved away from slam poetry and actually criticized it more recently. So
I wonder why that was.
Yeah, I guess it's not positive. So I think that's more his vibe. So
fair enough. Well, that's why we will play him on the show. He's tapped into the local arts community in Rhode Island and volunteered for at-risk youth programs, which is pretty cool. He also created the consumer activist website nomoredog.org. So that's Know as in knowledge, more.org, and began to tour internationally in 2005. In 2011, he created the package show The Church and Love, The Church of Love and Ruin, which combined activism and art by bringing openly LGBT and queer performers into the same arena of hip hop, in an attempt to address homophobia in rap, which is quite rampant, unfortunately.
Definitely. I think he's known more for being the co-founder of nomore.org.
Nice play there.
Yeah, you know, I did that on purpose, of course, beautifully, which is a wiki devoted to connecting consumers with socially responsible information about corporations. So he's an author of several articles within that website, and he's especially known for an article that he wrote on American Apparel's CEO. So check that out. It's www.nomore.org. So nomore.org.
We should stick that up on the Facebook, Twitter.
There you go. One step closer to you getting on that website. We'll put it on social media.
And focusing on Evan giving us some ideas, if you guys have any great songs that you want to hear that have socially conscious lyrics or have a great message, don't ever hesitate to get in touch with us. You can do that through Twitter at Are You Aware Radio, Facebook at Are You Aware Radio, or through our Gmail, areyouawareradio@gmail.com. And that's where what we're about to do or tell you about next, the group actually connected us through the Gmail.
Yeah, so we have a giveaway here right now, something that was passed along to us by our friends in a local Vancouver band called Masiki. If you want to Google them, just to look it up, it's Mausiki. And they have a website, mausiki.com. So they passed along a $25 gift card for Falconetti's Bar and Grill, which is on Commercial Drive. They're playing a show on Saturday, that's February 14th, at Falconetti's. And they go on at 9:30. There's no cover. It's by donation. And it's going to be a really, really fun show. So we have a $25 gift card that you can use at Falconetti's. And you just have to give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487 for a chance to win.
So anyone who's scrambling for Valentine's Day ideas out there, we're going to help you out with a $25 gift voucher to Falconetti's and obviously a night supporting local musicians. So don't forget to call in. It'll be available all evening until 7:30, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. But next up, we actually have a great Canadian band called The Bar Brothers. They have a new album out. They're from Montreal, Quebec, and Sleeping Operator is their second album and released in October of 2014. They actually played a show to support the Greater Washington Catalogue for Philanthropy in November 2014. This group, the Catalogue of Philanthropy, identifies the best community-based charities in Washington, D.C. and nearby Maryland and Virginia. Their network of more than 330 vetted charities is made up of organizations with budgets below $3 million. So they're more of mid-range organizations, and a lot of the time mid-range organizations need more help than the big ones, because the big ones have a lot of donors, a lot of corporations supporting them. So don't ever forget about the grassroots or mid-level organizations, because they do great work. This organization, the Catalogue of Philanthropy, or For Philanthropy, also creates resources and runs educational workshops for charities. Very important stuff.
Definitely. So, without further ado, here's the Bar Brothers with Even the Darkness Has Arms on Are You Aware?
I like it, what's that through? Summer came, and when you called, Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Piece of the Lord.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you just heard The Middle East, which was a band based in Townsville in Queensland, Australia. Unfortunately, no longer with us, or I think they're all still alive, but they're no longer a band. In early 2008, the band released an album called The Recordings of the Middle East before splitting up. 8 months after this, as an EP in May 2009, and their first full album, I Want That You Are Always Happy, was released in Australia and New Zealand in April of 2011. The band played its last show on the 31st of July 2011 at the Splendour in the Grass Festival, which is a fantastic festival in Australia, Queensland, and they announced at the festival that this was the last set or last show ever. And they released a statement to fans after explaining why the band had broken up for the second time. They said, "We don't feel like playing anymore for a whole lot of reasons that I won't list here, and I'm afraid if we continue any longer, it would just be a money grab," which is a pretty honest and transparent thing to say, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say so. You probably don't often hear bands making a statement like that, you know, so I think it's refreshing in a way.
Well, some of the times you have bands that say, "We're never going to play again," and then they bring out, like, they do another Hell Freezes Over tour or whatever.
When they come out and they're all 65 and just plan so they can be happy in retirement.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That. And that's just a blatant money grab. So it's cool that these guys just realize that, you know what, even though they play beautiful music together, obviously the dynamics weren't there. Something was going on, and they said, "You know what? Let's just cut it short."
Yeah. So, that was a nice mellow track. I'm all mellowed out.
I know. Well, it's a pretty mellow evening. It's disgusting outside, so you want to just be rugged up and ready for Valentine's Day.
Before that, we have the Decemberists with "Make You Better" from their latest album called "What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World," which was released January 20th, 2015, so recently. They're an American band from Portland, Oregon. What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World is their seventh full-length album and their fourth on Capitol Records. In addition to their lyrics, which often focus on historical incidents and folklore, they're actually well-known for very eclectic live shows that include, at times, reenactments of historical events. So
they've always been quite interested in the historics side of stuff. You always hear about them, like, whether it's in their lyrics or their artwork on their
albums
and stuff. We sat outside listening to the Decemberists once, didn't we?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Stanley Park.
Stanley Park for those acoustics.
Love the freebies.
In 2012, the band, which has been active about fundraising for breast cancer since their keyboardist had a bout with the disease, decided to pull its support from the Susan G. Coma for the Cure after the group made a clearly politicized decision to stop funding Planned Parenthood's breast health work. They decided to send their money they raised from selling their Team Jenny t-shirts directly to Planned Parenthood's Breast Health Emergency Fund. What's particularly nice about this is that they didn't withdraw from the fight. They actually gave money to the direct service provider instead. And unfortunately, there's so many breast cancer research and charities out there. You just have to be really careful about what they're doing and where their support lies. And support something that really aligns with your ethics.
Do your research.
Yeah. Do your research, always.
Yeah.
They're currently on tour in Europe, and they're actually playing the Sasquatch Music Festival in Gorge in George, WA. So at the Gorge.
Yeah, at the Gorge in George.
Gorge and George. That's like a tongue twister. In May of this year, and it's looking pretty good, the Sasquatch Music Festival.
I actually haven't looked at the lineup yet, so
I remember seeing the December. I can't off the top of my head remember who else is there because I've only looked at it once, but solid as per usual. It's a great
that's
festival.
always a good one.
It is indeed.
I haven't been in a couple of years, but every year I think about going again.
I know.
Yeah, just the backdrop behind the stage. Yeah,
phenomenal.
It's beautiful, beautiful area.
Yeah,
this river winding off into the distance.
Like a mini Grand Canyon kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we still have the giveaway, the $25 to Falcon Eddies for Valentine's Day, if anyone's interested. If you're sick of all the mushy Valentine stuff that's going on and all the hearts, You might want to actually spread the love in another way. There's actually some pretty cool Valentine's Day fundraisers going on. BROKE is actually hosting a fundraiser against Kinder Morgan slap suit. So obviously the Kinder Morgan pipeline has been a huge controversial issue over the last few months, even years. And they're actually doing a fundraiser at the Mountain Shadow Pub in Burnaby on Barnett Road. It's live music, door prices, silent auction, and $20 gets you a burger and fries, beer or wine or pop, and there's vegan options available. So that's one option for Valentine's Day if you didn't want to be going out and watching a soppy movie or drinking champagne, or even if you're single and you just don't want to know about all that.
Yeah, and do something positive.
And Evil Dead, the play is on this weekend as well.
I saw that. Thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, so there's another Valentine's fundraiser. Do you want to tell people
about?
Yeah,
so we've got Don Alder Live. It's a Valentine's Day fundraiser from 6 to 9 at Matsui Central Auditorium. It's Positive Living Fraser Valley Society is hosting a fundraiser with guitarist and entertainer Don Alder. Highlights include a 90-minute concert, champagne, chocolate and strawberries, wine and cheese, beer and pretzels, and lots of other snacks. Sounds like an entertaining option.
Absolutely.
For this weekend. So another fundraiser for Positive Living Fraser Valley.
There you are. We're spreading the love and helping you work out your Valentine's so you don't get busted by your significant other. Again, we've still got that $25 voucher.
Yeah, 604-822-2487. Give us a shout to win. Coming up next, we have Royxcop with So Easy from their album called Melody AM. They're a Norwegian electronic music duo formed in 98. Melody AM is the debut studio album, which was released in 01. The album was included on the Guardians series of the 1,000 albums to hear before you die. The Inevitable End is the fifth and final studio album that they released in 2014. It would be their last LP, but they're not done making music. They've actually just announced a collaborative mini album with Robin titled Do It Again. And it was nominated for a 2015 Grammy Award for Best Dance Electronic Album. So here they are. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
give you some good frequencies. 1 cent, 2.6, 2,245,
yeah. 3,032, 400.
400?
Yeah. I'm coming over.
Do that.
I'll be there in 2 seconds.
Close to my fire. Yeah, yeah.
things were lost in now my love is hers.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9. That one came to a quick halt on us. That was Rudimental, Not Giving In, the Bondax remix, which featured John Newman and Alex Clare. Nice little track there.
Yeah, they actually are an English band formed in 2010, and they were nominated for a Mercury Prize and have won several awards, including the Brit Award for the Best Album, which is the British version, I guess, of the Grammys. And Not Giving In is their third single from their debut studio album, Home, which was released in 2013. The album actually covers, the album cover features a peace mural street scene in the band's home borough of Hackney, East London. They actually recently donated £10,000 to ensure the upkeep of this iconic mural, which I thought was pretty damn cool.
Yeah, that's a nice way to give back to the community. So music legend Nile Rodgers and Rudimental actually released a charity remix of Chic's disco hit La Freak in October of 2014, and Go Think Big, a work experience initiative launched by O2 and Bauer Media, offered young people across the country a chance to join Nile and Rudimental's supergroup for their charity song. Successful entrants were picked by a panel of judges, offering applicants a unique opportunity to kickstart their career by landing a once-in-a-lifetime work placement. And I must say, that would be a pretty cool opportunity. The roles, which were available for people aged 16 to 24 years old, range from production to sound technicians through to studio managers, camera crew, stylists, and people that manned the box office selling tickets, I guess.
Great opportunity for young kids, because it's hard to break into those sort of industries when you're 16 with no experience. So there's also some opportunities to work behind the scenes at Nile Rodgers and Chic's concert at the O2 in October, where the track was actually debuted for the first time. The charity remix Le Freak comes nearly 40 years after it first went to number one on the US and UK charts. All profits from the Le Freak remix sales will go to Nile Rodgers' We Are Family Foundation and O2's Think Big initiative. Very cool.
Yeah, and before that we had Slack Wax with Close to My Fire, which is a single that they put out. They're a German musical duo formed in 2005. The style of the duo is electro, moody, and atmospheric, with elements of jazz, blues, soul, and country. So quite a mixture there, and I love the sound. Together with contemporary beats and modern production techniques added in there as well. So they were signed to the German label Modern Soul, and they released a self-titled EP titled Slack Wax in 2008, followed by another EP, Close to My Fire, which that track was from. So what do we have next here?
We have Gord Downie and the Sadies with Budget Shoes from their album And the Conquering Sun, from released this year, which is pretty cool. He's most people know who Gord Downie is.
Doesn't need much of an intro, does the man?
I obviously I'm not from Canada, but I call it home now, so it didn't take me long to hear about Gord Downie, and everyone talks about him a lot. So he's one of the Canadian favorites, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely well known for his work, obviously, with the Tragically Hip Canadian icons, of course.
Didn't they play here just recently?
They did, I think last week.
I feel like they play once a year.
It was last week or the week before, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty big ticket for sure.
He's released four studio albums, Coke Machine Glow in 2001, Battle of the Nudes in 2003, The Grand Bounce in 2010, and The Conquering Sun with the Sadies in 2040. He's heavily involved in environmental movements, especially regarding his works concerning water rights.
Yeah, he's very, very active with Waterkeeper Alliance, and is recognized as a very valuable member to that organization. Although his work can be considered environmentalism, he does not consider himself an environmentalist. And I found this interesting. He considers himself a free market capitalist. So Waterkeeper Alliance is the world's fastest growing environmental movement, with more than 240 local waterkeepers patrolling rivers, lakes, and waterways on six different continents. So they're very spread out across the globe. Waterkeepers defend their communities against anyone who threatens their right to clean water. And through the Waterkeeper Alliance, waterkeepers, you know, speak with a single powerful voice as they tackle the world's most pressing water issues. So the Alliance stands behind every waterkeeper, increasing their ability to function as community defenders in their efforts to protect the world's waterways.
So with the Waterkeeper Alliance, Downie actually helped work on a cause to prevent a cement company from burning tires for fuel, which is not good for the water or
air. Yeah.
You can find out more info about that at waterkeeper.org. And along with the Waterkeeper Alliance, he is also part of Swim, Drink, Fish Music Club, which is a project that unites artists and environmentalists in a music club to raise money for waterkeeper organizations in Canada. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, very, very involved in environmentalism work. So here's Gord Downie and the Sadies with Budget Shoes. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
were crippled by desire. Suddenly gestalts colliding in life. I know concentric rings in the bones aside, but surely grown up. I know, oh, the lead ends are ringing. Dry your eyes before it's too much. I thoughts were wicked by design. If we could get home, then we could.
You're listening to the last 4 minutes of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. In the middle there, we heard Elliot Brood with his new album Work and Love, which was released in October of last year. That marks number 8 of albums that he's released. He's actually playing tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom, or you can see him on Valentine's Day at the Victoria at the Alex Golden Hall as well, and has just been nominated for a Juno Award in the category of Traditional Roots.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk?
Well done. That last track was The Rural Alberta Advantage with Runners in the Night from their latest album. They are from Toronto, and that album, Mended with Gold, was their third album, released in September of this year. They played an event at the show to raise money for Counterfeit Harm Reduction Program, which is a program in Toronto that's similar to Insight, which we have here in Vancouver, which provides a safe place for addicts to inject drugs.
Yeah, that's a great initiative to be involved with. Now, before we say goodbye for another 2 weeks, just wanted to remind you, lock in February 26th from 6 to 7.30 for our Fun Drive show. We'll be playing some great music and asking you for money. Open your wallets and be generous to a show that you love and also a radio station that does great work. So last but not least, who are we playing, Christian?
We are playing some Bell and Sebastian. This is a song from their latest album, called Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance, which was released this year, so in January. So this song's called The Party Line, and if you like the sound, they're playing the Vancouver's Vogue Theatre on April 8th. Look for tickets. So here's Bell and Sebastian with The Party Line on Are You Aware? Bye for now. Thank you.
tug of war begins in our emotion. I am leaving many people feeling worse than before.